12th week, 6th day. I am what I am. When one views life from the highest planes, he discovers that there is only one being in all the universe, and that one is God. There is only one love, and that comes from the heart of God. There is only one time, and that is the eternal now. There is only one space, and that is the infinite here. And finally, there is only one motion, and that is the motion of keeping in perfect balance in relation to all of these. Perfection of any kind is attained when we discover our center in God and learn to keep balanced there. When we have only one emotion, and that one is love, filling us so full that there is no room for fear, then we know bliss. When we are content in the now, without regrets for the past, and without concern for the future, then we have joy. When we are content in the here, without envy or yearning to be elsewhere, then we find peace. In other words, when we are content with the motionless motion of resting in the center of God's love here and now, then we experience heaven. And then we do not seek ideas. Love will draw them to us in perfect order and perfect sequence. We do not seek people. Love will draw the right ones to us when we want to be with them. We do not hunt for riches. Love will bring us our daily bread and all else we need. When we look carefully at the Lord's Prayer, we find in the masterpiece Jesus' instructions for achieving this perfect balance in the center of God. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.